Today's prayer call, what the Lord's put in my heart for today for you guys is three things you can do to help you get out of your crisis. If you are in a crisis of faith, if you are in a physical crisis, if you are just going through something difficult and you don't know where to begin, or maybe you're not going through a crisis, but God has given you a mission, God has given you something to do, and you just don't know where to start. These are three action items, three things that God can challenge you to do in your life now to give you a head start, to give you a bump. Sometimes we go to God and we're like, God, we're stuck. I don't have anything to do. I don't know where to go. And God looks at you like, okay, I'm waiting for you to get yourself unstuck. Sometimes we are relying on God, but we're using the excuse of I'm relying on God, not so much to rely on God, but to blame God for lack of action. And in every miracle that God is going to do in your life, he is going to put a part, but he's also going to ask that you put a part. If you look up any miracle in the Bible, any miracle that God has ever done, that Jesus ever performed, there always came a part that came from the person. There is always an investment, either an investment of faith or a step of faith that the person has to give. So today I'm going to challenge you with three action items. If you've been asking God for a new business, if you've been asking God for a new direction, if you've been asking God to reveal something to you, these are three action items that you can take today. And as you guys know, I'm a huge fan of writing in your journal. I'm a huge fan of sitting alone with the Lord. Don't let this time of prayer, don't let these 30 minutes be your only prayer in the week. Don't let these 30 minutes be the only time you get close to God, even today. Take these three action items. They're easy to remember. If you can't write them down, if you're driving on your way to work or wherever you are, take these three action items, commit them to memory, and write them down in your journal and write about each one. And ask God to give you the eyes and the understanding to tailor them to yourself. Because yeah, I'm going to give a word that's general that a lot of people can take, but ask the Lord to help you see where you are in each one of these steps. And we're going to take these steps from 2 Kings 4. It's one of my favorite stories in the Bible about a widow. It says, "Now one of the wives of the men of the son of prophets cried out to Elisha for help, saying, 'Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant reverently feared the Lord, but the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves in payment for a loan.'" So she was in great debt. Verse 2 says, "Elijah says to her, 'What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have that is of value?' And she replied, 'Your maidservant has nothing except a small jar of oil.'" So right there, I just want to highlight very quickly that that's what a lot of us do. We go to God asking for help, and God looks right back at us and says, "What are you willing to do?" And a lot of times our answer is, "No, God, I have nothing. I can do nothing." And God is looking at us like, "No, you have something." And I believe that this woman was inspired by the Holy Spirit when she chose not to end her sentence. And she said, "Well," because remember, at first she says, "Nothing, I have nothing." And then she says, "Wait, I have a jar of oil." And one of the things I want you to write down in your journal, and one of the things I want you to begin to meditate on today, is what do I have that God can use that maybe I've been too blind to see? Maybe I've been so focused on what I want God to do for me, or so focused on how I want this miracle to work out, that I haven't been open to what God wants me to use. And we do that a lot. Sometimes we're so focused on God fixing our husband. Talk about this a lot. We're so focused on how God is going to fix my husband, or we're so focused on how God is going to fix my mom, or we're so focused on how God needs to speak to our leaders in church because they're wrong, that we don't question our jar of oil. Where's our jar of oil? What is it that God is asking me to do? What can I do to help the situation? Sure, maybe your mom is not being super reasonable, but what can you do to invest in the situation? What can you do? What can be your part? The Bible says that the prophet looks at her and says, "What do you have that is of value?" And her first answer, because that tends to be our first answer, because as human beings, we are naturally negative and sinful. Her first answer is nothing. Why? Because it is so comfortable to be able to say, "God, I want you to help me." You know, she's going up to the prophet. She's saying, "Listen, I hope that you do something for me. My husband feared the Lord. I deserve it. I deserve a miracle." But when he looks back at her and says, "What are you willing to do?" At first she was completely blank, but thank God that the Holy Spirit inspired her to say, "Wait, I have a jar of oil. I want you to take inventory in your life this week and think, what do I have? I might not have a lot, let's say physically, but I've got time to pray. Let me find the time that I have to pray. Sure, maybe I've told God, no, I don't have time. I don't have any time to dedicate to you. But when I think about it, I've got a little jar of oil in the mornings to pray. I've got a little jar of oil in the evenings to take a walk and read the Bible. I've got a little jar of oil. You need to find the little jars of oil in your life. Begin to take inventory. Begin to take stock. There are things you have that are of value. Maybe you don't have, you know, all of Wall Street trying to invest in your business, but you've got someone who's willing to mentor you. You've got someone who's willing to sit down and let you intern for them. You've got someone who's willing to open up. Those are jars of oil. No los menosprecies, like we say in Spanish. Don't see them as small. Don't dismiss them. Don't assume that they're not important, because it was with this small jar of oil that this woman's life changed. And if you skip ahead in the story, spoiler alert, if you go all the way to verses 3, 4, and 5, the word of God says that the prophet tells her to go out and to get jars of oil. And that at the end, she had multiple jars of oil and she kept pouring her oil into each of these jars. And at the end of the story, it says, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons will live on the rest. The Lord inspired her to begin a business that was not only a business that saved her life, but it had extra at the end. And what that shows us is that when you're willing to give God what you have and put what you have in God's hands, He not only gives you enough to get out of your crisis and survive, He gives you enough to be able to live off of the rest. And I love this, because this is one of the only examples you see of the word of God, of the Lord inspiring a business. He literally inspired a business. He said, go out, get jars. We're going to fill them with oil. The Lord provided the oil that was going to go in, and then she sold it. And it's funny, because sometimes we want the oil to just come to our houses and get delivered. Like if it was by Amazon, you know, we're like, Lord, I'm in need, so just make sure that you put some money in my bank account today. And God's like, nope, I'm going to need a lot more from you. He didn't just go and deliver the food to this woman's house. What she needed was food, but God didn't deliver food. He gave her a strategy so that she can provide food for her family. And women, sometimes we are asking God for food, and what He's giving us is a strategy. Don't diminish your strategy. Don't diminish your investment. Be willing to work. What God told this woman is, I'm going to give you something to sell, and then I'm going to bless your hands so that you can. So, because if you give somebody food for one day, as you guys have probably heard many times that proverb, you solve their problem for a day. But if you give them a fishing rod, and if you give them an ability to create for themselves, you solve their problem forever. And what God did for this woman was He solved her problem forever. If what you want God to do for you today is to solve your problem forever, then you've got to be open to Him giving you strategy and not just blessing. There are times that God will give you supernatural blessing, but there are times where what God wants to give you is strategy. And in order to receive that strategy, you need to be open to acting and open to listening to the voice of God. So let's see the strategy that God gives her through this prophet. It says that the prophet says in verse 3, go and borrow containers from all your neighbors, empty containers, and not just a few. Then you will go in and shut the door behind you and your sons and pour out the oil that you have into all these containers. You will set each aside when it is full. So she left him and she shut the door behind her and her sons, and they were bringing her the containers as she poured out the oil that she had. And when the containers were full, she said to her son, bring me another. And when he said, there is none left, then the oil stopped. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go and sell the oil, pay your debt, and you and your sons can live on the rest. It is an example of a woman standing up and God giving her the strategy she needed to get out of her own crisis. Three action items that this woman does in that story. The first is that the prophet says to her, go and ask. We need to be willing to ask others for help. We need to be willing to access our network. We need to be willing to call on people who can help us either get out of our crisis or accomplish our dream. You have no idea how often being shy or being ashamed or simply not having confidence is robbing you from the blessings that God wants to give you. If you have someone in your life that has knowledge, sit down with them for some coffee and ask them for guidance. If you're going through a crisis in your mental health and you know that your leader at church has gone through crisis with their mental health, ask them to sit down with you. Ask them if you can go over your house. The worst thing that could happen is they say no. But you know what's even worse? You never having asked and staying in the same position that you've been for months. It is so much better to go for the ask. Now, the word of God doesn't tell us that every single one of her neighbors was super happy about lending her a jar. The word doesn't even tell us about the people who maybe said no. She went out to all of her neighbors and she asked. And some of them might have said no. And some of them might not have been on board. But you know what? Some of them were. And if she wouldn't have dared to ask, then she would have gotten nothing. She needed those jars to do what she needed to do. So young woman, I ask you, who around you can assist you in the calling that God has for you? Who around you can assist you in your crisis? Don't be so scared of what people think of you that you're willing to stay in a crisis longer than you need to. If you need to seek help for your marriage, if you need to seek out a therapist, if you need to speak to someone, if the issue that's going on between you and someone in your family is so grave that you need to have a confrontation and have a conversation with them, do it. Be brave. This is your sign to be brave. Think about it. Plan it. Do it well. Do it wisely, but do it. Don't allow yourself to stay in a crisis longer than you need to because you're embarrassed. This woman could have said, "Are you crazy? I'm not going to ruin my good name going around and telling everybody that I'm poor. Everybody's going to know that I don't have jars. Everybody's going to know that I need something. Everybody already knows my husband died and they know that creditors are coming after me. And you know, this is super embarrassing." But she had to. It was part of what God had for her. Now, I'm not saying you go around and you tell everybody your problems. I'm not saying you go around and you tell everybody what you're going through. But sometimes we have to be open and vulnerable enough that we can receive help. The first action item is ask. As you're writing in your journal this week, I want you to ask yourself, who can I ask for help? Whose help do I need? What are things? Yes, there are things that I have that God is asking me for, but what are things that I don't have on my own that I need someone's help if I'm going to be able to accomplish them? The second thing is close the door. The prophet tells her, get all these jars and close the door with your family inside. This represents closing the door to all sideways energy and opportunities that don't serve you. I don't know if you guys have ever heard the saying that says that everything good in your life is an enemy to everything great in your life. Sometimes we're so willing to settle for good opportunities or take every opportunity presented to us that we don't understand that there are some opportunities that are robbing time and energy and mind space from the things that we should be focused on. And we're distracted and we're running around, you know, starting this business, starting that business. You know that usually the people that I mentor, usually people who reach out to me for mentorship, 90% of the time, it's not that they're lazy. Usually people who want a mentorship, they want to be successful and they want to work. 90% of the time, I'm telling people you're doing too much. You are doing too much. You cannot advance in any area of your life because you have four businesses and not one of them has been successful. How about you try to make one of them successful or get it at least to a certain point and then you start another one? 90% of the time I mentor people and I'm like, you have four ministries. You cannot make four ministries grow all at the same time. There's a level that maybe that you have a team and then you can start multiplying yourself and juggling certain hats. But most of the time, the things that you are doing that are good are just ruining and stealing time and distracting you from the things that God wants you to do that are great. So ask yourself this week, as you sit down, as you journal, as you talk to the Lord, where do I need to close doors? What relationships are robbing my energy? What projects are stealing from my time? A.W. Tozer, which is a man of God that I love to read about. I saw a quote of his the other day that said, "Anything that distracts me from my Bible is my enemy." How often do we say we have no time for something, yet our doors are open to so many time wasters? What are the things, as you take inventory in your life, you're going to take inventory and you're going to ask God, what do I have that's of value? But also ask God, what do I have that is taking from my value? The third and final thing that we see, action items. The first is ask for help. The second is close some doors. And the third is invest. It says that the prophet told her, take the little bit of oil that you have and begin pouring it in these jars. Once you're asking free people for help, once you are focused and you know exactly what you want to go after, once you're focused and you know exactly where God wants to take you, once you are on a path, then don't be afraid to invest what you've got. Have faith. You know, I'm not saying put every single, you know, penny in your savings in Bitcoin or something. I'm not saying put everything all in one basket, but follow the Lord's direction. Ask God to open your eyes where maybe you've been afraid to invest. You've been afraid to take a step. You've been saying like, no, this is all I have, God. Don't take it from me. But God cannot multiply what you do not put in his hands. I want to pray for you guys today in these last minutes that we have left. And I'm going to pray for each of these action items that the Lord begins to open your eyes and where you can ask, where you can seek help. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray that you open the eyes of these young ladies and that they begin to see opportunity where before maybe they only saw closed doors. Maybe before they were looking with humanly eyes, with eyes of the flesh. But I pray that you give us eyes of the Spirit. I pray that you give us eyes of faith. Lord, that we would begin to see things the way you see things and where the world sees challenges, just like this widow in 2 Kings. She saw a challenge. She saw a crisis. But where the world sees challenge and crisis, you see opportunity. You saw an opportunity to give her not only what she needed, but more than enough. And I pray, God, that you would begin to highlight people in the lives of these young women, that you would begin to highlight mentors, that you would begin to highlight opportunities. Father God, that you show them where they need to invest and steps that they need to take. Lord, that we would no longer be lazy in the working and in the walking out of our own miracles, that we would no longer leave all the burden to you and be unwilling to invest our oil. God, if there's conferences we need to go to, highlight those conferences. If there's books that we need to read, maybe those books are right there on our night table and you've been urging us to read them and acquire knowledge and invest our time and invest our energy, but we've been lazy. I pray that you would stir up a passion. Maybe there is a passion that is sleeping on the inside of a lot of these young women, dreams that you've given them that they've given up on, dreams that you've tried to stir up in them that maybe they just said, I don't have the time. Highlight that time for them. Show them how if they eliminate certain things in their life, they will have more time, they will have more energy, they will have more focus. God, I pray that you highlight for them also exactly what those things are that are holding them back, that are taking value from them. I pray that they would no longer receive the joy or the comfort that they used to from things that do not serve them, but that they would see things again with your eyes. And if something does not serve them, if something is not right for them, if something is not good for them, that it would begin to have a bitter taste in their mouth, that it would begin to no longer satisfy, because you have not made us for goodness. You have made us for greatness. You say in your word that we are the head and not the tail, that we are more than conquerors. Father, you don't want us to just be conquerors. You want us to be more than conquerors. So I pray, God, that you show each young woman listening to me today where she can be more than a conqueror, where maybe she's conquering, maybe she's reached mediocrity, maybe she's reached a place where she's okay, but I want you to stir up in her, Lord, a desire for more. We know that a desire for greatness, a desire for excellence always comes from you, because every good and perfect gift comes from above, from our Father in whom there is no change. You have been perfect since the beginning of time, and you have been stirring us up for perfection since then. So I pray, God, that you give supernatural peace and supernatural boldness to every young woman who is listening to me right now, who says, I want to go for it. I've been sleeping. I've been resting. God's been putting things in my heart and I've been too complacent. And from today on, I want to go for it. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you see these women and that you put the tools in their hand. I pray that you line up the yeses, the people who are going to say yes to helping them, yes to mentoring them. I pray that you open doors for them to go to conferences, for them to go to retreats, for them to go to places where they hear your voice. I pray that you line up resources, that they would find themselves in places with the correct resources, that they would find themselves in places supernaturally, God, when they are willing to stand up and go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.